forever. We'll be together as one.
Some good news for the members of Lorain Medina Rural Electric, and Brian Barr from LMRE is joining us on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you folks today?
Well, doing great. Now I see.
Good.
So what is it, 1.2? Is that what I heard Terry say in that spot?
Yeah, just over $1.2 million returned this year to our members.
Can you explain a little bit how that works? Obviously, the members put things in to get the electricity, but if the
when members pay their bills and the money that we get in as a not-for-profit, we use that to expand our system, maybe work on any repairs to the system that are needed, any construction loans that we have, and a big chunk of it goes to actually purchasing the power that we then distribute to our members. And then after some time, the board of directors looks at the financial health of the cooperative and decides how much each year we can give back to our members. And as a not-for-profit, that's one of the great things that we like to do.
How many members do you have? How does this get totally distributed? Is it based on usage, or how does that get figured out?
It's based on two things. It's based on usage, and it's also based on how long the member has been a member of our cooperative, their LMRE. We have about 16,300 members, but the capital credits that we gave back this year is actually closer to 19,000, just because some people have moved off of the lines to a different area, but they've lived with in our area for so long that they've built up a bank, so to speak, of these capital credits, and we continue to pay those out based on how long they were in our system.
Do you see that happening where other members go offline because of what they choose, and other ones come on board, or does your number stay sort of consistent over the years?
The last few years, it's been fairly consistent. About 10 years ago, we were adding maybe 300 members a year. Like I said, the last few years, it's been pretty flat.
Talk a little bit about maybe some of the improvements that were done over this year, where some of the funds that you were talking about that you were adding to benefit the members. I know there's been the solar field. Can you talk a little bit about that and others?
Sure. We added a community solar array earlier this summer, and we sold subscriptions to that. So members who wanted to participate in this green energy were able to do so, and those who didn't want to do it didn't feel like they had to have an extra cost added to their bill for something they didn't want, because this is a premium program. It does cost the members a little bit more just because of all the equipment and maintenance and everything that goes into it. Another thing, probably one of the bigger things that the cooperative does to maintain reliability for our members is aggressively controlling vegetation. We keep the tree lines and everything, the vegetation cut back from the lines as much as we can. So when we do have weather, maybe like something that's coming up later this evening, we won't have trees falling on the lines and people being out of power on a really cold night.
Most of the time that comes about because the trees were there first, right? I mean, nobody really wants to plant a tree near a power line. That's not a good thing to start with. But
right.
When you're trying to expand where you're going, you've got the trees there, and then as those trees grow, you kind of have to work around it. But it's all that preventative stuff, so you're not dealing with issues. I mean, you can't – what you had here, you know, a couple months ago, is going to happen. You never know if that tree's ever going to come down. You have to deal with it, but it's always
right.
That preventive kind of thing to
know. Sure, and I think, you know, the members would appreciate having us, you know, spend a little bit more money and aggressively controlling the vegetation than to be sitting there in the dark, in the cold some night, waiting for the power to come back on. Because sometimes it does take quite a bit of time to get the power back on. And, you know, the line crew work as quickly and safely as possible. And our members are always so patient with us, and we very much appreciate that.
Do you see a lot of power increases now that their Christmas lights are up and they're using a little bit more at this time of the year?
I imagine there is. I haven't looked at any of the usage data here lately, but with the colder weather, using the furnace more, Christmas lights. We're hoping that people are choosing to use LED lights and not have that big increase there, and help themselves control the power cost.
That's true. It's amazing how much those LEDs really cut back on the amount of electricity that's being used, and you can still get the same kind of Christmas spirit.
Oh, it is fantastic. Technology, LED technology is allowing people to save a good bit of money, really.
And I even see you like want people to go to your Facebook page and even share some of their holiday light pictures as well. So
that's right. Yeah, any of our members share the pictures of their holiday lights on there, and I think we're having a drawing for a best in show kind of thing with people voting on the lights that they see there on our Facebook page.
So we started talking about those capital credits. When does that show up? When do the people know that they've got that now in their pocket?
It has already begun. The bills came out December 10th, and if people earned less than $100 in capital credits, it would just be a credit on their bill. And if it's more than $100, starting on the 8th, the checks over $100 were starting to be mailed out at that time. I don't think everything's been mailed out quite yet, but that's when the starting date was. So it should be coming along fairly quickly.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time this morning sharing some of the good news from the Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative. Brian Barr, our guest. Brian, have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Thanks.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having me on.